For the second show of their 50th season, the Loft Community Theater is presenting Making God Laugh, a show that is a contemporary family slice-of-life dramedy that examines parenthood throughout the decades. Making God Laugh presents this by following a single family in their trials, with changes in the world around them, themselves, and how they eventually come together as one. Kevin Colbert, the director of Making God Laugh, speaks more about the show.
We see them through 40 years. We see them at different holidays, and as the kids age and as the parents age, all of them have plans for their own life, but nothing quite turns out exactly the way the parents hoped or exactly the way the kids hoped, but it's true to life. When you have a plan, when you think that you might have exactly what you're looking for in life, things can change in a hurry. Doesn't necessarily mean that what happens is bad, just maybe not what you expected.
With a cast comprised of five, this show is homely, with an honest message that resonates with audiences across the area.
It's a pretty good dynamic, this particular group. I think it's realization that, you know, that's not what I had planned for my child. That's not the direction that I think I would have liked to have them go in, but the direction they went in made them happy. You raise the birds and then they fly the way they fly, you know, and what happens, you do the best you can and away they go. You just have to watch your kids and enjoy their lives.
Making God Laugh will be showing at the Loft Community Theater until May 10th. More information can be found at loft.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Caden Weber.
Classical music in Omaha has been growing for decades, but opportunities for intimate musical experiences remain precious. The Omaha Chamber Music Society's Heritage Concert Series, now in its third season, is filling up that gap and doing something more. Thomas Klug, principal viola of the Omaha Symphony and artistic director for this series, has witnessed Omaha's classical music scene grow over three decades. He sees real growth and real potential.
The number of presentations of this nature has indeed increased. There are things to do in Omaha that are wonderful all over the place. Just look for them.
The Heritage Series focuses on a specific slice of history, the classical and the romantic eras, roughly 1750 to 1900. This season traced a direct line of musical mentorship, Mendelssohn to Schumann to Brahms. Anne Madison performed on last year's series. Each season has offered her something new to discover, even after decades as a professional pianist.
Well, it sounds silly, but I had not dived into the music of Schubert very much before last year. The series gave me an opportunity to take a deep dive that I thoroughly enjoyed.
But the series isn't just meaningful for the performers. Klug says that chamber music offers audiences something fundamentally different from orchestral concerts.
It gives us a chance to connect more directly with our audience members.
The Heritage Series represents more than just three concerts a season. It is a commitment to the core repertoire that shaped Western classical music. The third concert of the Heritage Series is this Sunday at the Omaha Conservatory of Music at 3 p.m. More information at omahachambermusic.org. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.